And man, how many's happy to be in Truth Camp 2018? Come on, you can do better than that. How many's happy to be at Truth Camp 2018? How many's actually awake this morning? All right. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've thoroughly enjoyed every part of this camp. Every service so far has been absolutely amazing. The preaching has been absolutely out of this world. We've had some of the best messages, and I mean, just you can tell that the Lord is definitely just speaking to the hearts and lives of each one of us. You guys are gonna have to pray and bear with me this morning. As you can tell, my voice isn't exactly what it should be, and so, but I'm just praying the Lord's gonna help us this morning. I wanna say thank you so much to Brother Pastor Don Gilden, Brother Lucas, for everything that they do to put on Truth Camp and everybody behind that. Would you give the board and everybody that makes this possible one big round of applause? Been doing this for many, many years, and I know it's not easy, but we appreciate the sacrifice that you guys put up with, that you guys do to make this possible. It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to be sharing the word this morning. I don't really feel worthy, don't really feel adequate, but I believe that the Lord's going to help us this morning. If you have your Bibles, turn to Genesis chapter number 32. Genesis chapter number 32. Verse number 22, if you would stand for the reading of God's word, if you're able. Very familiar passage of scripture. Most of you guys probably know this story. Genesis 32, start reading verse 22. The Bible says, "And he rose up that night," talking about Jacob, "and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and set them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, 'Let me go, for the day breaketh.' And he said, 'I will not let thee go, except thou bless me.' And he said unto him, 'What is thy name?' And he said, 'Jacob.' And he said, 'Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed.' And Jacob asked him and said, 'Tell me, I pray thee, thy name.' And he said, 'Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?' And he blessed him there. And Jacob then called the name of the place Peniel, 'For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved.' And he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh." Can you say amen? If you would, one more time, stretch your hands towards heaven. Ask the Lord to be with us through any part of the service. Father, I thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to be here to share the word. God, I pray that you'd anoint these lips of clay, God, to preach the word that you've laid upon your heart. Lord, anoint this voice of mine to declare the word that you've laid on my heart. Lord, anoint every ear to hear and receive. God, I thank you for each and every young man and women of God that's in this building tonight, God, this morning. And I pray that you would do miracles, Lord, that you would perform mighty acts in this place this morning. God, that we can leave here saying, "I've been changed, I've been challenged, I've been changed by the blood of Jesus Christ." Lord, I pray that you'd help each and every one of us this morning place a challenge in front of us. In your wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Tell your neighbor, "I'm going to help the preacher preach this morning." Now tell your neighbor, "You know where liars go." You guys are going to have to help me this morning. I want to preach on just this simple thought: reaching your Israel within. Reaching your Israel within. We find Jacob. Everybody knows who Jacob is. Jacob has been known as a deceiver. Jacob has deceived people most of his life. He's deceived his brother out of his birthright. At this time, he's deceived his brother. He's running from Laban. He's scared of his brother. And he finds himself on a mountain alone with God. And there, Jacob is wrestling with the man. Listen, we don't know who this man is. Some say it was Jesus that he was wrestling with. Some say it was an angel. But no doubt what we do know, I'm not here to talk about that, but we know that it was the Spirit of God that he was wrestling with. For he said, "I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." So it was God that he was talking to. It was the Spirit of God that he was encountering with. But you see, I want you to know something about Jacob. Jacob was a wrestler. Jacob wrestled his whole life. No doubt him and his brother wrestled when they were very young. I know me and my brothers did all the time, probably more than our parents wanted us to, and probably more than just playing around. Actually, there's no probably about that. It was more than playing around a lot of times. But Jacob wrestled with his brother. He wrestled. The Bible says that they wrestled in the womb before, while he was just an infant. The Bible says that he came out clinging on to Esau's heel. You see, Jacob's whole life, he's been trying to grab a hold of something. Jacob's entire life, he's been trying to latch a hold of something. He's been chasing after something. He didn't know what, but he's trying to latch a hold of something. But all of a sudden, he finds himself on a mountain all by himself, nobody but him and God. And he finds himself wrestling with somebody he ain't never wrestled before. He's wrestling with somebody he ain't never matched before. It was one thing to wrestle with Esau. It was one thing to wrestle with Laban. But all of a sudden, Jacob finds himself on a mountaintop wrestling with an opponent that he doesn't know. And then all of a sudden, Jacob realized this is a wrestling match like I've never been in before. He's wrestling. Brother Dustin, would you come and help me real quick? Everybody seems to be loving you for illustrations. So I'm going to use Brother Dustin. He's wrestling with God. He's wrestling with the Spirit of God. God begins to speak to him. They're wrestling. They're in a struggle. Jacob's wrestling like he has his whole life with somebody he ain't never known. Come up here, brother, if you would. Just begin to wrestle with me a little bit. Just kind of pull a little bit. Jacob's wrestling. No, don't throw me down. Jacob's wrestling with somebody he ain't never wrestled before. He's wrestling and he's fighting against this person. And all of a sudden, the Bible says that God touched Jacob's thigh, and his thigh was out of joint. I want you to realize something right here. It was just a wrestling match to begin with. But all of a sudden, the wrestling match turned. He went from wrestling to clinging. He went from wrestling with somebody to clinging to them. He said, let me go for the daybreak. He said, no, this ain't like a wrestling match I've ever been in before. This isn't just a wrestling match. I got to hold on to you because without you, I'm going to fall. Without you, I'm going to fail. Without you, I'll never make it. I got to cling to you. See, Jacob's whole life, he's been trying to cling to something. And it didn't work. There, Brother Dustin, if you don't mind. He tried clinging to his mother. That didn't work out too well. He tried clinging to Laban. That didn't turn out too well for him either. But all of a sudden, Jacob found somebody. He came face to face with somebody I can cling to. He came face to face with somebody I can rely on. And when they said, let me go, he said, no, because if I do, I'm going to fall. If I do, I'm going to fail. You don't understand. I ain't never met nobody like this. I ain't never met nobody I can cling to. Listen, young people, there is somebody that's in this building today. You may have tried clinging to different things and different people, but I'm here to tell you, he's good to depend on. He is good to cling to. I don't care where you've been or where you're at, but God said, I'm somebody you can cling to. I'm somebody you can depend on. I'm somebody you can grab a hold of. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He finally found something I can depend on. The man cried, let me go. For the day breaketh, Jacob said, I'm not letting you go until you bless me. You talk about desperation. Listen, I heard a great man of God say one time, God doesn't hear prayer. God hears desperate prayer. God doesn't hear every cry. He hears desperate cries. There's something. Will you come down to this altar and the Spirit's moving? It's easy to feel an emotion. It's easy to just get a hold of a feeling. It's easy to just get all mixed up in the motions. But when you come face to face with somebody and you say, look, I've done been here before. I've been in the altars before. And when I left about 3 days later, the emotion was gone. Just the next week and the feeling was gone. Jacob said, I want something more than just a feeling. I want something more than just an emotion. I want to go deep. I want to grab a hold of something that's going to change my life. You see, Jacob would have let him go after simply just, listen, touching the tangible God, beginning to feel him. Listen, has anybody in here else felt him this week? Anybody can say, I felt him. Come on, lift your hands. If you say, I felt him this week. Listen, Jacob would have let him go after just a feeling.
Jacob would have loosed him and let him go. He would have walked off that mountain shouting, praising God for the victory. He would have went down and told everybody about how he felt him, about how I told you the other morning, he didn't die just for a feeling. He did not die just so that you could feel him, but he died so that you can have a personal, intimate relationship with him. It's about time that we grab a hold of God and say, I won't let you go until I get more than a feeling, until I get more than an emotion. I need something from God. I don't care how long or how early I have to stay. You see, Jacob would have turned him loose. Jacob would have just let go. But there was an Israel. Hallelujah. There was an Israel inside of Jacob that says there's more than this. There's more than just this feeling you're feeling. There's more than just, you see, the Jacob would have loosed him. The Jacob would have come to truth camp. Let a preacher stir your emotions up. Come to the altar. Shed a few tears. Just cry a little bit. Get everybody around. Have a group prayer. And go home and stay the same. But there was an Israel inside of Jacob that said, hey, I want more than just an emotion. I want more than just a feeling. There's something deeper than what I got. There's something more than what I have. There was an Israel saying there's got to be something more. See, Jacob would have let him go, but that Israel is the one that said, I've shouted up and down the aisles. I've rolled in the floors. I've sung in the choir. I joined the drama team. I backed the preacher. I showed up to every prayer meeting. I showed up to every Sunday school. And the Jacob was satisfied with that. Listen, young people, the Jacob was satisfied, but there was an Israel deep inside of Jacob that God knew if you could just let that Jacob get a hold of something, if you can just let that Jacob cling to something that'll hold you, you'll find out there's more to this than what meets the eye. There's more than what you got. There's more. Listen, I'm here to tell somebody there's more to truth camp than what you've experienced up till now. God's got more. I don't know who I'm talking to, but the Holy Ghost told me this morning to tell somebody you thought you had it. You thought you had it, but God said there's more than what you got. There's an Israel inside of you saying go a little deeper, go a little further. There's more than what you have. I want more. I want more. There was an Israel that said, I want more than a Jacob blessing. I want more than a Jacob anointing. I want more than just a Jacob move of God. There was an Israel inside of him that said, there's got to be more than what I have. Listen, you want to know when God's going to get a hold of your life? When you get in these altars and say, Lord, all right, it's real time now. The Jacob's had his way for too long. Jacob's been satisfied for too long. Jacob's come to camp year after year, but every year I come back with the same problem. I come back battling the same demons. I come back facing the same giants. You want to know why? Because Israel was never birthed. You went home staying at Jacob. You went home satisfied with Jacob, but God said to tell somebody, there's an Israel inside of you that's waiting for you to get up, that's waiting for you to decide, this is the night, this is my time when I go beyond what I have. Glory to God, glory to God. There's an Israel waiting to get out. Hallelujah. I want you to realize something. It would never have been the children of Jacob. We know them as the children of, come on, somebody know your Bible. We know children of Israel. It could have never been the children of Jacob. It could have never been, Brother Jacob. Could have never been the children of Jacob. No offense. Great man of God right here, been preaching amazing services. But it could have never been the children of Jacob. He said, no, Jacob ain't gonna do. There's gotta be an Israel. There's gotta be an Israel. God, what's God saying? I can't anoint Jacob. I can't use Jacob. Jacob has come to the point, I can't take him any further until there is an Israel birth. And my fear is this, that there's a lot of young people under the sound of my voice, that you're going to leave Truth Camp 2018 with just an emotion and a feeling, and you're going to leave with just a Jacob anointing, a Jacob blessing, and you're going to be walking off that mountain when God said, I had so much more at Truth Camp than what you got. And I'm here to tell you on a Wednesday morning, the last morning of Truth Camp, it's not too late. You can grab a hold of what you've been missing out of. This is your time. This is your service to reach down and grab a hold of your Israel. Glory to God. Jacob would have walked away with just a regular blessing. Would have walked off that mountain with an emotion. And God would have moved on to somebody else. Someone who would be willing to let go of Jacob. If Jacob can't fulfill his calling, I'll get somebody else. Jacob can't do the job that I need him to do because I need an Israel. I just picture it. I just picture God on that mountain. Probably looked over at the host of angels that's watching the show. Probably wondering, is this the one? You see, they've seen several people. They've seen a lot of Jacobs come up that mountain. They've seen a lot of Jacobs climb that mountain, Brother Dustin, and leave the same way. They've seen a lot of young men and young women climb that mountain and experience God and leave after just a touch. They've seen a lot of people come down to the altar and leave with just an emotion. And I can see God looking over at the host of angels, and they're wondering, is this the one? Is this the one? Is this the one that's finally going to get it? Is this the one that's finally going to let go of Jacob so that God can birth Israel? And I can see that as they're struggling, and God says, let go of me. He says, I can't let you go. I don't care how long I have to stay. I can see God looking over and saying, boys, this is the one. I found him. Somebody that's not satisfied with where they're at. Somebody that's not satisfied with where they're going. I wish I had a voice to preach, because I'd like to tell somebody, there's more than what you got. There's more than where you're at. God has a plan for your life. Glory to God. This is the one. This is the one. I can see God saying, boys, he ain't going to let go until I give him what he wants. He ain't going to let go until I give him what he wants. You want to know what I want to see? I want to see some young men and women of God in this altar that get so desperate, that get so determined, that God says, Holy Ghost, just give them what they want. They ain't leaving me alone. I got to get a break. They won't quit praying. They won't quit pushing. They won't quit going. Just give them what they want. Give them a double portion. Give them a triple portion. Give them a double anointing. They aren't stopping until Israel comes out. Somebody give God a hand of clap. Hallelujah. You see, there was an Israel inside of Jacob that said, I'm going beyond the shout. I'm going beyond the emotion. I'm going beyond the feeling. There's something here that I can have. There's something here that I can experience. I'm not going to stop until I get what I need. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I come to talk to some Jacobs this morning. And I just come to share my heart with you and tell you, Brother Jackson, there's an Israel inside of you just waiting to get out. Brother Matthew, God said, you see Jacob, but I'm looking down and I see an Israel just waiting to get out. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Sister Lizzie, you just see a Jacob. God says, I see an Israel waiting to get out. Listen, one man of God said, the greatest soul winner that ever lives, lives inside of you. The greatest preacher that ever lived, lives inside of you. The greatest evangelist that ever lives, lives inside of you. The greatest pastor that's ever walked this earth, lives inside of you. What is it? It's an Israel inside of you. And he's wondering, will this be the time that you'll push past the emotion, push past the feeling, and get to what God is wanting to do in your life? God, help us, Jesus. Glory to God. I'm trying to hurry. Listen, all you got to do is let him out. You ain't got to fill out a form. You ain't got to turn in an application. You ain't got to write out nothing. You just got to be willing to lay on the altar and say, God, whatever it takes, but I ain't leaving Jacob again. I ain't leaving Jacob again. There's an Israel and he's going to leave. There's an Israel that's going to go back to Plano, Texas and shake the city. There's an Israel that's going to rise up and go back to Corpus Christi and they're going to shake the city. Brother Nick, there's an Israel that's going to go back to church name, Country Tabernacle. There's some Israels in here. If you're from Country Tabernacle, raise your hand. Country Tabernacle, we got several of them. I believe there's a lot of Israels right here that says we're going to go back to Country Tabernacle and we ain't going back as Jacob. But there are Israels that's going to go back and we're going to change our city. I'm going to change. Listen, if we had enough Israels, I believe in Truth Camp 2018, God's wanting to rise up some Israels to shake this country like it's never been shaken before. I'm tired of hearing about Azusa Street in the Wells Street Bible. He ain't got the God of yesterday, but he's the God of right now. He's the God of today. He's wanting to raise up an Israel, raise up a generation, raise up somebody that says, I want more. I want to go all the way with God. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm the same. You ain't hearing me. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Brother Jacob, you know what that means? That means what I've seen him do before, he's going to do right now. Oh, you ain't getting it. What I seen him do before, he's going to do right now. I'm not talking about 2018. I'm talking about Wednesday morning, August the 8th, on a Truth Camp service. What he did before, he'll do right now. But it ain't staying here. I'm taking it with me. I'm going on. I'm going forth, not as a Jacob, but I'm going forth as an Israel. Glory to God, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Listen, young people, God's got plenty of Jacobs. Hear me. He's got a lot of Jacobs with a lot of talent. Come on, somebody. He's got a lot of Jacobs with a lot of gifts. He's got a lot of Jacobs that can... I wish I had the half the talent that some people have. I wish. God said, I've got plenty of Jacobs, but what I'm needing is an Israel that I rise up and say, I'm done with what I am. I'm done with who I am. I'm done staying average. Listen, I can't stand the idea. I'm just going to vent for a second. I can't stand the idea that somebody decided we got to be an average church, that we got to be an average Christian, that we got to be an average move of God. Listen, he didn't die for an average church. He didn't call an average church. He called you to be an Israel. He called you to say, hey, I'm not stopping where I'm at. There's more than what I got. I'm going all the way with Jesus. Glory to God. I gotta hurry. Over here wrestling. All of a sudden he said, what is your name? What is your name? Listen, somebody. What is your name? You know who I am. Come on, somebody. You know who I am. God didn't ask him, Brother Jacob, because he didn't know who Jacob was. God didn't ask him. God knew who Jacob was long before he ever stepped foot on that mountain, Brother Nick. God wanted Jacob to take a look at who Jacob was. Jacob said, my name, we're wrestling. What is your name? My name, it's Jacob. It's Jacob. I am a liar. I am a deceiver. Come on, somebody. I am a cheater. Come on, somebody. I am a fornicator. I am a pornography addicted person. I am a youth that's struggling. I am that person with that label. I am that person. I am Jacob. And Jacob finally came face to face with who he really was. Listen, that's the first step right there. This is where Jacob started turning from Jacob to Israel, when he identified who Jacob was. When he had, listen, you'll never go nowhere if you don't identify your Jacob. Come on, somebody. I don't care how well you preach. I don't care how powerful you sing. I don't care how anointed you get when you're on stage. If you don't identify the Jacob inside of you, there will never be an Israel. Israel will never be born. Your calling will never be fulfilled. The plan of God will never be moved in your life until you come face to face with, this is who I am. This is who I am. My name is Jacob. My name is Jacob. You see, there are people that think they really know you. There are people that think they know who you are, but really, they don't. Who are you? Who are? My name is Jacob. Glory to God. I am a deceiver. I am a liar. I know where I stand with God. I am Jacob. But I love what God said. He said, not anymore. Come on, somebody. He said, no, that's what you was. That's what you were. That's what you was, but not anymore. You see, Jacob meant liar, deceiver, but Israel, he said, you're going to have power with God because you decided to cling to something that you got a hold of. You decided to grab a hold of something and you didn't let go. And you came face to face with who you was and you realized, this is who I am. This is what I am. This is who I am. It's who I've always been. It's probably who I'll always be. But God said, today, this is your day. No more Jacob, but you are an Israel. You have power with God. You're anointed with God. I've given you power with me. Glory to God. Israel means power with God. But you see, inside every Jacob, there is an Israel. But we like to look at the people in their Jacob stage. I'm trying to hurry. I got to hurry. We like to look at people in their Jacob stage. Come on, it's going to get tight in here. Brother Gilman, is this all right? We like to look at people in their Jacob stage and we like to say, well, that's all they're ever going to be. They're a Jacob. They've always been a Jacob. They'll always be a Jacob. It's all they'll ever be. Listen, there was a point in time when people probably looked at me. They said, that boy, nothing but a Jacob. Ain't an ounce of Israel in him. Come on, you've been there. Ain't an ounce of Israel inside of him. See, we want to look at people in the Jacob stage, but what we got to do, brother, we got to lift one each other up. We can't be putting each other. It's easy to put somebody down. It's easy to talk about somebody when they're in their Jacob stage, but it takes a whole lot more strength to say, hey, I know on the outside, all we see is a Jacob, but I'm believing God. I see a lot of Jacobs right now, but I'm standing here proclaiming there's an Israel inside of you just waiting to be birthed. There's an Israel inside of each and every Jacob just screaming to get out. Don't count people out while they're in their Jacob stage. There's an Israel inside of them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You see, people may look, I thought of this, people may look at your resume and say, you're not qualified for the job. Because you see, your resume says Jacob. Your resume says you're a liar. Your resume says you're a cheater. Your resume says you're not qualified for the job. Come on, somebody. You're not qualified because you're just a Jacob. This is all you'll ever be. Listen, but if we take a look at us, we'd realize inside of every Jacob, there's an Israel. But inside of every Israel, there's still a Jacob. Come on, somebody. Don't tell me that from the moment you got saved, you never struggled a day in your life. Don't you look at somebody in their struggle and say, well, how dare they? Because you know very well, you may be an Israel on the outside, but there's still a Jacob on the inside that's still struggling to get out. Listen, I ain't trying to paint a false picture. This isn't something that you pray through once and then you're good and the rest of your days is just happily ever after. No, because once you get to that Israel, you're going to find that there's still a Jacob inside that's screaming to get his way, that's screaming to make his plans, that's screaming to do his will. Inside of Israel, there's a Jacob. But what it takes is getting in the altars and saying, hey, I was a Jacob before, but I ain't ever going back. I was a Jacob at one point, but I'm never gonna go back. I've reached my Israel and I'm never going back. On your resume, it says Jacob is a liar. See, David was an adulterer and a murderer. Saul was a persecutor and a murderer, and he helped stone Stephen. But by the blood of Jesus, my resume doesn't matter. By the blood of Jesus, my resume. He looked at my resume, and he said, I see a resume of a Jacob, but I'm going to give you the job of an Israel. I see the resume of a Saul, but I'm going to give you the job of a Paul. Why? Because once the blood is applied, it don't matter who Jacob was. There's an Israel waiting to be birthed. Glory to God. My resume doesn't matter. Saints of God, lift your hands right now. God's dealing with somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen, that's why you got to be careful when you want to judge somebody. That's why you got to be careful when you want to put somebody down, when you want to gossip and talk about somebody, when you want to write somebody off, because you need to look back at your resume and realize we've all got a little bit of Jacob inside of us. We've all got a little bit of Jacob living inside of us. But you see, there's some, and I don't believe it's anybody at this camp. It may be, I don't know. But we got some holier than thou people. They want to show off their resume. Look how perfect my record is, Brother Jacob. Been raised in church my entire life. Ain't never done those things. And they want to show off their resume. Look how perfect my resume is. Come on, somebody. Look how perfect my resume. Look how clean my record is. Look at my resume. Look at my resume. Listen, God said your resume may have said Jacob, but I'm still going to give you the job of an Israel. Why? Because when the blood of Jesus comes in, God said, I see a Jacob. There's a Jacob wrestling with me on this mountain, but there's an Israel inside of him. And I know if I can get to the Israel, he can do what I've called him to do. I come to tell some Jacobs this morning, it don't care what your past is. It don't care what your past mistakes are. It don't care what you've done. I come to tell some young people, there's an Israel inside of you. Your resume doesn't matter. God still said, I'm going to give you the job. Everybody looked at Saul and they saw a persecutor. The biggest persecutor, biggest enemy of the church at that time. But God looked at him and he said, yeah, you see a persecutor. But I see over half the New Testament. Whew, come on, somebody. See, his resume said he's just a persecutor. Resume said he's just an adulterer. He's just a fornicator. He's just a messed up kid. He's just a messed up person. Look at the mistakes that he's made. Look at what he's done. But there was a God that said, I say a Saul, but I'm going to give you the job of a Paul, because I see what you can do. Young people, listen, it don't matter what you've done in your past. If you can get the blood applied, God says, I'll still make you an Israel. I'll still make you what you can be. I'll still turn your life around, and I'll use it for the glory of God. Somebody come and help me at the piano. I'm getting ready to close. Glory to God. Glory to God. God said, I'm going to birth an Israel inside of you. Glory. When everyone else saw something, God said, I see an Israel. Glory to God. I'm going to say this and I'm going to close. Can I just talk to some Jacobs this morning? Can I get some people that'll just be honest? Say, that's me. You don't have to raise your hand, but be honest with yourself. My name's Jacob. This is who I am. I know what I am. I know what I struggle with. I know what I face every day. Listen, nobody else may, but you do. You know who Jacob is, but I want to show you something. The Bible says that when Jacob walked off that mountain, listen, I want you to listen to this. When Jacob walked off that mountain, hallelujah, when Jacob walked off, he not only got a new name, but he got a new walk. Come on, somebody. He didn't just get a new name. He got a new walk. Brother Dustin, I can see him walking down the mountain. You can begin to play whenever you guys are ready. I can see him walking down the mountain, holding on to his tie, limping. Where you been? I've been in a struggle with God. Walking around limping, holding to his tie. They seen him coming down the mountain. He said, hey, who is that? Who is that? Are they naked? It looks like Jacob. He looks like Jacob. He sounds like Jacob. But he don't walk like Jacob. Come on, somebody. He looks like Jacob. He sounds like Jacob. But there's something different about him. He don't walk like he used to. He don't walk like he used to. See, when Jacob came off that mountain, he said, I ain't just got to, my name's, what do you mean your name's Israel? You've always been a Jacob. You think just because you come back from truth camp, you're going to change your name? You've been that way for years. That's who you've been your entire life. Your name's Israel? He said, yeah. And I got the scar to prove it. You weren't on the mountain. You didn't see what I had to do. So you're just hearing my word. I wish you could feel my heart. I'm an Israel. Brother Dustin, it didn't come easy. I still got a limp. I still got hurts. I still got struggles. But you better believe, Jacob's still on that mountain. And Israel came down. Listen, when you get a hold of your Israel, something's gonna change. You ain't hearing me? When you get a hold of your Israel, you ain't gonna have to tell nobody. They're gonna see you coming back from truth camp. What happened to you at truth camp? What? I can see it now. Walking in back to your schools when school starts. Janessa, who's that? Something different about you. No. I remember you from last year. No. What was it? It was an Israel inside that was screaming to get out. And I finally find myself at an altar. And Jacob had to die, but Israel was birthed. Jacob had to die, but God said, I ain't just gonna leave you there. I'm gonna give you an Israel. And when you walk back, everybody's gonna know there's something different about the way he walked. There's something different about the way he talked. Listen, I want you to listen to something. Jacob always produced a Jacob. Come on. Jacob always produced a Jacob, but Israel produced an Israel. Jacob produced Jacob, but Israel produced his. You think this is just for you? You think this is just you, Noah? Because God said, when I get a hold of you, you ain't gonna be birthing no Jacobs. But everywhere you go, an Israel's gonna follow. Everywhere you go, Israel's are gonna rise up. I'm looking for a generation at Truth Camp that says, I'm going forth as an Israel. I'm going forth. I'm gonna make the Israels rise. There are Israels gonna be burnt from me. Everybody stand all across this place. I'm closing. A Jacob will always birth a Jacob. But when you get in Israel, everywhere you go, Israels are going to rise. You're going to walk back into your school. By the time I believe there's some young people that says after Truth Camp 2018, not because of Brother Stephen Taylor's preaching, don't get me wrong, but because of what God did in my life. This ain't about anybody here. Ain't about me, ain't about Brother Jacob Smith. Ain't about Brother Don Dewitt. It's about him and what he can do in your life. I believe there's some young people that's gonna walk back and Israel's are gonna start rising in the schools, at your job, at your work, in your church. What is it? I found an Israel at Truth Camp 2018, and I ain't satisfied with the Jacob anointing. I'm not satisfied with the Jacob blessing. I'm not satisfied with the Jacob power, but I found an Israel inside of me. down in Israel inside of me. Lift your hands right now. Oh, Jesus. God's trying to get a hold of somebody. God's trying to get a hold of somebody. I need somebody to start stripping these pews right now. Brother Stephen, you ain't going to have everybody bow your head and close their eyes? No. Because I need a Jacob that'll say, hey, that's me. I'm the Jacob. I know who I am. My name is Jacob, but I ain't leaving Jacob. I'm going to let everybody know on August 8th, Truth Camp 2018, on a Wednesday morning, I can take you to the place where Jacob died. I can take you to the place where Jacob drew his last breath, but I found an Israel and God is going to use. Come on, somebody. Come on. Come on, I need some Jacobs to press in right now. I need some Jacobs to get desperate. I ain't leaving the same way that I came, but I come to get a new name.
I've been changed. this moment to come, and I won't let it pass me by. Lord, I want to say I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed. Oh, Lord, I'm here to say I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed. Oh, Lord, I wanna say I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. Oh, I am never going back. Lord, I'm never going back. Lord, I'm never going back to the way it was. Oh, Lord, I'm never going back. Oh, I'm never going back. Oh, Lord, I'm never going back to the way. Say I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. Lord, I wanna say I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. I've been changed, healed, free, delivered. I found joy, peace, grace, and favor. Let it pass me by. Lord, I wanna say I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. Oh Lord, I won't go back. I can't go back to the way.
Come on, young people. Come on, young people. Somebody give Israel a chance to live. Somebody give Israel a chance to strive. Somebody give Israel a chance to go forward. I'm giving Israel my chance to live.
And change me, Lord. I wanna say I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be. Your presence came and changed me.